empty arguments.
Ambassador Susan Rice has been a Washington insider practically since birth. She grew up in affluent Washington circles, the daughter of a governor of the Federal Reserve System. She distinguished herself academically at Stanford University in California and in her postgraduate work at Oxford University in England. Her political star was rising, first during Bill Clinton's administration as one of his special assistants, then as an assistant secretary of state for African affairs. She was an early supporter and advisor to then-candidate Barack Obama and became his United Nations ambassador in January 2009. American University professor and author David Bosco says Rice has a strong resume as well as a close relationship with President Obama.
She understands how the U.S. foreign policy machine works, and I think that's extremely valuable. Her relationship with the president is also very valuable. That is a real asset for a Secretary of State, because then when she interacts with foreign leaders, with foreign diplomats, they know that it's likely there's very little daylight between her and the president.
At the United Nations, Rice has traded barbs with her Russian counterpart and is known to be a tough negotiator. Her diplomatic style has been described as no-nonsense and abrasive.
It's superfluous and it's a stunt.
But David Bosco believes her personality would not define her if she becomes the top American diplomat. After the September 11 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Rice suddenly found herself at the center of a battle between the White House and Capitol Hill Republicans.
I relied solely and squarely on the information provided to me by the intelligence community.
Republican senators, including South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, say they will oppose her nomination based in part on comments she made on several American news programs 5 days after the attack that killed 4 Americans.
I don't think she deserves to be promoted. There are a lot of qualified people in this country the president could pick, but I am dead set on making sure we don't promote anybody that was an essential player in the Benghazi debacle.
A meeting between the senators and Ambassador Rice did not appear to ease their doubts, but she still has the support of President Obama.
Susan Rice is extraordinary. Couldn't be prouder of the job that she's done at U.S.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.